السلام عليكم، شيخ يا ميوت كان بروسيت.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
الله الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، Our book is الداء والدواء by الإمام ابن قيم الجوزية رحمه الله. Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim was mentioning things we need to do to get out of difficult situations. The book itself, Ad-Da'u, refers to illnesses, refers to diseases of various forms, whether that disease has to do with an-nafs, the individual's spirit or soul, or it has to do with his badan, his body, his limbs. So these illnesses, they have cures that Allah has sent down along with them. From them is recitation of the Quran, Qira'atul Quran. From the means of finding solutions to issues, Ikhwa, is making dua, begging Allah, asking for his help and support as people who are in need. The third thing Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim pointed to is Al-A'malu Saliha, Ikhwa, good deeds. Good deeds remove problems. Good deeds remove troubles. Whether the trouble has landed or the trouble has not landed. For example, the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Da'u mardakum bis sadaqah, cure the ones who are ill. Cure the ones who are ill by employing sadaqah. Cure your sick ones. Someone is ill, someone is in trouble, someone has issues, is depressed, someone finds life difficult. From the means of finding ease, Ikhwa, is by making sadaqah. We also remember the story of the three who got into a cave and a stone rolled down and then covered the entrance to the cave. Each of them began to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we saw a combination between invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua, and the essence of good deeds. They began to make dua asking Allah and mentioning some good deeds they had done. And gradually the stone that was covering them, it began to give way gradually until they found their way out of the cave. Ikhwa, imagine a people who get locked under the earth in the cave. They will certainly be worried. They will certainly be disturbed. They knew that they are in a problem. They knew that they are in discomfort. They are certainly inconvenienced. Only a few oxygen perhaps will get to them, and gradually they'll gradually fall into worry and grief as time went on. But when they made dua invoking Allah with the good deeds that they had done in the past, one of them was exposed to zina by an influential, an eminent woman, and he ran away. The other one was full of servitude for his parents. Each of them began to ask Allah, Allah, I did this for your sake, help me. So we can see how potent and efficacious it would be that we are of good deeds, and then we make dua when we are in difficult situations. So ikhwa, al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said to us that mastujlibat ni'amullahi wa studfi'at niqamuhu bimithli ta'atihi wa taqarrubi ilayhi wal ihsani ila khalqihi mastujlibat ni'amullah. The favors of Allah can never be invited and attracted. You cannot obtain ni'amullah, favors, benefits, advantages, goodness from Allah. Wastudfi'at niqamuhu. Likewise, it is not possible that evil and punishment and the anger of Allah is put away bimithli ta'atihi, with something that is like obedience to Allah, wa taqarrubi ilayhi, and seeking nearness to Allah, wal ihsan ila khalqihi, and then ikhwa, being kind to the creatures of Allah, good deeds cure diseases, sadaqat puts away difficulty, and with sadaqat, with kindness, with goodness, with birr, with ihsan, we also invoke goodness to ourselves. This was what led Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim to say that, rahimahullah, good deeds and evil deeds, they necessarily have implications, they necessarily have repercussions. Good deeds, tartibu khusul al-khayrat fi dunya wal-akhirah ala al-a'mal salihah. Husulul khairat, attending, obtaining goodness, ikhwa, in this world, or obtaining favors in this world, one major way to do it is by being good to others. And there is the major qaida, basic rule amongst the scholars, that al-jaza'u min jinsil amal, rewards come in the kinds of deeds that you do. So if you want ease when you are in difficulty, you find ease for someone else. If you want kindness from Allah, you show kindness to someone else. So good deeds attract bi-ithnillah results from Allah, that the one who has done that good deeds, he also becomes very happy with it. Likewise, evil deeds, ikhwa, there is tartibu husul shururi fi dunya wal akhirah ala sharri. Good deeds, as they bring good repercussions and results, likewise there is evil repercussion, there is evil punishment for those who also engage in evil. Al jaza'u min jinsil amal, they come together like that, together. Your deeds bring you the like of what you do. If your deeds are good, you get good. And if they are evil, you get evil. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, wa hadha fil Qur'an yazidu ala alfi mawdhi'in. This fact occurs in the Qur'an like this in more than 1,000 places. Yazidu ala alfi mawdi'in, in more than 1,000 places in the Quran. The results that you get are clearly a function of what you do. The goals that you achieve are clearly a function of the means that you follow. And the end that you get are clearly a function of the means by which you obtain that end. These 1,000 and more places in the Quran where these major facts are mentioned in the Quran, they occur in various forms. Ibn al-Qayyim said, Rahimahullah, they occur in various forms in the Quran, and he mentioned 11 forms. We had read the first six forms, they occur in the Quran, to prove that you get what you do. If you follow a means, it will certainly get you to an end. If you do a course, you will certainly get the effect. If you fulfill a condition, you will certainly get the result for the conditions that you have fulfilled. So he said on the seventh kind of it, rahimahullah, he said, وَتَارَةً يَأْتِي بِفَاءِ السَّبَبِيَّةِ. In the Quran, sometimes taratan, in some instances, يَأْتِي, the fact that your deeds, your means that you follow, the cause that you follow, get the effects that are connected to it. Sometimes they occur in the Quran, بِفَاءِ السَّبَبِيَّةِ, they occur when you find the harf fa occurring as a fa, as the harf that shows the means that leads to another thing. That fa, when you see it, harf fa, it shows that what was mentioned before it and what was mentioned after it, they are a means leading to a goal. One of them is the means, the other one is the goal. He gave us an example with a verse very close nearby in Surah Tushams. He said, Kaqawlihi, similar to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, that فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. I'm sure we remember the story in Surah Tushams. How did it start? كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَاهَا. إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. Thamud, Allah sent his messenger to them. And this messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam, they disturbed him, they rejected him, they insulted him, they abused him, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then they gave a condition. If you allow a camel to come out of the mountain, a she camel, perhaps pregnant, carrying a fresh leaf in its mouth, a she camel, pregnant, carrying a fresh leaf in its mouth, we want to see it come out from this mountain. How can a mountain give birth to a camel walking out of a mountain? They were asking him for something they thought that he can never bring. But he was from the messengers of Allah, and Allah gave it to him as a mu'jiza. Now when this camel came, Allah told us in Surah Al-Qamar, that both the camel and the people, they have different days. They drink water from the only well in the city. The city had only one well, and each of them can only drink on a particular day. The camel has the day it will drink water from the well. You know, camels only drink water at intervals. Likewise, the people also have the days that they can drink water from the well. So some of the people considered this insulting, as Allah mentioned in Surah Ash-Shu'ara. They considered it that it was insulting for them to share drinking water with the camel. So they decided amongst them in a group of eight, headed by a woman, Yufsiduna fil ardi. They were people who caused evil on the surface of the earth. And they decided to kill that she camel belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has sent to them by means of fulfilling the conditions they gave to obey their Rasul. And so they decided to kill the animal. So Allah said, إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. If we go on mentioning the verses regarding this matter, it will extend our discourse. But what we want to pick from it was that إِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا, one most useless amongst them suddenly stood up. إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. The messenger had been warning them, هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فَذَرُوهَا تَعْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. He had been warning them. In Surah Hud, Allah mentioned this story to us. In Qamar, in many places in the Quran, Allah said, إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. One day, the most useless amongst them stood up. إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. He stood up and he took a knife and then he stabbed that camel that Allah had sent to them upon their request. So Allah said, فَكَذَّبُوهُ. They said that messenger was telling a lie after he had fulfilled the condition they gave for Iman. What was left for them was to accept Iman. لَكِنْ كَذَّبُوهُ. He had been warning them. He had been inviting them to Tawheed. And he had been telling them that make sure you don't hurt that camel, because this camel belongs to Allah. فَذَرُوهَا تَعْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ. It belongs to Allah. Let it graze on the surface of Allah, belong surface of the earth, belonging also to Allah. وَلَا تَمَسُّهَا بِسُوءٍ. Make sure you don't touch that camel with any sort of an evil. These people, كذبو, they said he was telling a lie. They will kill that camel, and like people say in our times, nothing will happen. فَعَقَرُوهَا. So he went on, and Allah said, عَقَرُوهَا, as if to say, all of them were responsible for the stabbing. And that was because they were all pleased with it. When he stabbed that camel, they were jubilating when the camel fell down and was bleeding, and it bled to death. They were all jubilating, those who jubilated, and the person who was actually responsible for the stabbing, they have the same ruling. That is why when people commit evil and you are pleased with them, you are silent, you accept it with them. In fact, you jubilate with them when they jubilate. When the punishment comes, there's no difference between those who actually committed that evil and those who were jubilating when the evil was committed. So Allah said, فَعَقَرُوهَا. So they stabbed that camel. Allah said, Fadam. This is faf. That shows that the reason why they were destroyed was akaruha. Fa'akaruha. Fakazabuhu. Fa'akaruha. They called their messenger a liar. Fa'akaruha. So they stabbed that she camel. This is the faf that Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim was calling our attention to. Fa'akaruha. Fadam dama. Because aqaruha damdam alayhim rabbuhum bidhanbihim fasawaha. Damdam alayhim rabbuhum. Their Lord descended on them with heavy punishments. Rabbuhum. Look at another one that we had studied. We had studied the ba'u harfu ba' that is also sababiya. Bidhanbihim. As a consequence for their sins. So two things we are studying here together. The faf that is as-sababiyya, and the harfuba that is what? As-sababiyya. Because he said, bidhanbihim. The consequence of their sins. What we are saying is that actions have repercussions. Causes have effects. Conditions have results. So if you do something, it has a result. If you do something good, it has a result. if you also commit evil, it has a result. These people, the result for their killing the camel was that damdama alayhim rabbuhum. Their Lord descended upon them with heavy punishments. Even as it sounds, it showed that it was a serious punishment that they suffered. Fa'aqaruha. The reason kazzabuhu fa'aqaruha. They belied their messenger and then they killed the camel. They stabbed the camel. Fa'adamdama. Therefore, consequently, damdama alayhim rabbuhum. Their Lord descended on them heavily with severe punishment. That is to say, repercussions follow actions. If you want good results, then you must act goodness. And if you act evil, be ready to follow the evil repercussions. That occurs in Surah Ash-Shams. وَقَوْلُهُ أَوْ وَقَوْلِهِ, because he said كَقَوْلِهِ, then وَقَوْلِهِ, similar to this, where Allah employed the fa, harfu fa, that shows one thing consequenting upon the other. This one occurs in Surah Al-Haqqah. In Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah also told us about nations that he destroyed. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَعَصَوْ رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ. عَصَوْ رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ. They disobeyed the messenger that was sent to them from their Lord. If you look back just a bit in that surah, Surah Al-Haqqah, you see that Allah was mentioning those nations who were very, very disobedient to him. And from the last ones he mentioned before this was Fir'aun. He says, وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتُ بِالْخَاطِئَةِ وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ. Fir'aun also came. Allah had told us about Ad. He had told us about Thamud and all others. Thamud, Ad, all of them. Allah was telling us about them, how they were disobedient to him. He said, وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ. Fir'aun also came. Fir'aun also came. وَمَنْ قَبِلَهُ. And those who came before Fir'aun. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتُ. الْمُؤْتَفِكَاتُ were those people who were turning things upside down. Those who were turning things upside down. Who were those who turned things upside down? قَوْمُ لُوتٍ. What did they turn upside down? Instead of having private dealings with females, they started having private dealings with men like themselves. Instead of females having private dealings with males, they started having private dealings with females like themselves. This is mu'tafikat. They are a people who make inkilab. They turn things in the upside down, head down on the ground. So when you find men relating with men, they are mu'tafikat. These people, this qawm, this qaryah, they turn things upside down. So Allah called them by that name because they turned the natural instincts upside down and down side up in the opposite. So they were called al-mu'tafikat. Allah said, وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ. Fir'aun also came on board. وَمَنْ قَبِلَهُ. And some of the people before Fir'aun. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتِ. Like the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who turned things down side up and upside down. What did they come with? بِالْخَاطِئَةِ. يعني بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. They came with very serious sins. We knew the sins of Fir'aun. We knew the evil sins of the people of Lut. So here, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim cited that example. He said, فَعَصَوْ رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ. These groups of people, عَصَوْ, they were disobedient to the messengers from their Lord. فَأَخَذَهُمْ أخذت الربيع. So أخذهم. They were disobedient to the Rasul from their Lord. فأخذهم ربهم. So their Lord seized them. أخذهم أخذت الربيع. Allah grabbed them. Allah seized them in a manner that was rabia. That rabia was excessive. He gave them additional grabbing. The grabbing that was additionally painful. That was the grabbing and punishment that Allah gave to them. Why are we citing this example? We want to say that there is a fa there, harfu fa, when Allah said, fa akhadahum, what did they do? Asaw rasula rabbihim. Asaw rasula rabbihim. Fa akhad, this fa, this is what we are talking about. Because they were disobedient to the messengers of their Lord, they were disobedient to the messengers sent by their Lord. Fa akhad, this is fa akhadahum. Therefore, consequently, as a result, the goal, the end they met with for that isyan of Rasuli Rabbihim, for that their disobedience to the Rasul of their Lord, فَأَخَذَهُمْ, it led to a consequence. What does that? أَخْذَ, their Lord grabbed them. أَخْذَةً رَبِيَا. The matter is still that actions have repercussions. If the actions are good, the results are good. Allah has preordained the two together. They come hand in hand. Once you step on the first one, you have stepped on a qadar. And there's a qadar that comes after it, the qadar of punishment. If what you stepped upon was a qadar of disobedience, the qadar that comes after it is the qadar of what? Punishment. But if it was a qadar of obedience that you stepped on, the result that comes after it is the result of goodness. May Allah protect us. Ibn al-Qayyim went on and said, وَقَوْلِهِ, he cited another example where harfu fa, Allah mentions it as a sabab to show that one thing leads to the other. If you do good, you get good. And if you want your issues to be resolved, if you want your trials to be removed, one of the means of doing that is being upon goodness, acting upon righteousness. One major thing in the books of hadith, the Prophet also mentioned, alayhi salatu wasalam. A companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioning another companion to him, saying that that second companion relied upon him. He depends upon me for what he eats, for what he dresses in, for what he goes about with. He's always waiting for me to provide for him. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give him. La'allaka turzaqu bihi. Perhaps Allah is providing you risk because of him. Meaning that one of the means of poverty is to avoid spending on the people. When you spend on the people, Allah gives you. When you spend on the people, Allah gives you. But shaitan comes to say, hey, don't spend. Don't give sadaqah. Don't help them. Don't support them. Don't provide for their needs. Because they think, and he threatens them, that once you give, your wealth will go. Once you help, your ability will wane. And some people are so bad with this that even sharing beneficial knowledge with people, they don't. I know people who, when they teach in lessons, they don't ever refer people to other sources of knowledge. They will tell you if you refer it to them, they will never come back to you again. So these kinds of attitude, what they will also gain from it is that the kind of what they do. When you give little, you get what you gain. And when you give profusely, you get what you gain. When you are kind, you get kindness. When you are good, you get good. And when you choose to be evil, There is nothing that will come your way except evil. This is what this entire discourse here is about. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah went on to give a third example regarding the use of harfu fa to show that some deeds necessarily consequence upon other things. Good consequence upon goodness, and evil brings no other results to those who do evil than evil. This one occurs in Suratul Mu'minun. In Suratul Mu'minun, verse 48, but you get the message properly if you pick it from verse 45, where Allah said, Summa arsalna Musa wa akhahu Harun bi ayatina wa sultanin mubin. Subsequently, we sent Musa alayhi salatu wa salam wa akhahu Harun. We sent together with Musa his brother Harun. Harun was an older brother of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. From a hadith that is authentic, Harun was about 1 year older than Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah said, we sent the two of them, bi ayatina, with our signs. We sent them with our laws, and we gave them signs by which they will be recognized to have come from us. Was sultanin mubin. We gave them authority. We gave them the ability that they should read to the people. That authority was clear. They should tell them the laws, and the people should obey them. They sent that to Fir'aun. Ila Fir'aun wa mala'ihi fastakbaru wa kanu qawman 'alim. Allah said, we sent the two of them to Fir'aun, and wa mala'ihi, the mala of Fir'aun were the eminent ones, his ministers, his chiefs of army, chief of defense. We sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Fir'aun and to the rest of those people. Allah said, fastakbaru. These people became arrogant. Don't forget the basic meaning of istikbar or al-kibr is rejecting the truth. Someone will see the truth and deliberately he will reject it. Allah said, fastakbaru. They were arrogant. They rejected the truth despite recognizing the fact that Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam were both sent by Allah. Allah said, وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا عَلِينَ. These were oppressors on the surface of the earth. They were high-handed against the people on the surface of the earth. فَقَالُوا Fir'aun and his ministers and his advisors and his near ones, they began to say that, أَنُؤْمِنُ لِبَشَرَيْنِ مِثْلِنَا وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَبِدُونَ. Should we be believing libasharein mithlina? Should we be following and accepting the message from two men like us? Libasharein mithlina. This Musa is a human being like us. And this Harun is just one of us like us. Anu'minu libasharein mithlina. Should we be believing? They are making inkar. They are making a rejection. Should we be believing in two men like us, mithlina, they are like us. وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَبِدُونَ. And the two of them have come from a group of people who are slaves to us. That was the insult and the statement of arrogance from Fir'aun and his people directed against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. So the point here is, they rejected it. So Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned what happened next, rahimahullah. He said, فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. Fir'aun and his people, كَذَّبُوهُمَا. They called Musa and Harun, they called them liars. And they rejected the message that they had brought. فَكَانُوا. This is the fa we are talking about. The fa that shows that an action took place. What was the action here? Kazzabuhuma. So what happened? He said, فكانوا من المهلكين. They became from those that we destroyed. What caused their destruction? كذبوا تكذيبهم للرسل. They are saying that Musa was a liar. What made us see that? One thing led to the other in this syntax. That was harfu fa. This fa is called what? Fa'u as-sababiyya. The fa that shows that one thing is the sabab for the other. So here, the sabab for their ihlak or their halak, for their destruction, was what? Takzibuhum lirusul. They are mentioning that Musa and Harun are liars and rejecting the message of Musa. Allah says, فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. They called Musa and Harun liars. فَكَانُوا. This is the faith we are talking about. So they are calling them liars, consequent upon them being from the muhlakin, from those that we destroyed. Ibn al-Qayyim said, رَحْمَهُ اللَّهُ, وَنَظَائِرُهُ. There are verses similar to that, where Harfu Fafu shows that what happened after was as a result of what they had done before that Harfu Fa. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَعَصَوْا رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ فَأَخَذَهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَكَانُوا. So everything consequence upon the other. There is the eighth way from actions have consequences. Ikhwa. Esala, it has a result. If you refuse to observe salah, it has a result. If you reject tawhid, it has a result. If you are kind to people, it has a result. If you are tough against the people, it has a result. If you abstain from zina, it has a result. If you get involved in it, it has a result. If you are a liar, it has a result. If you stick to being honest, it has a result. So Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim makes us understand all of these, that these things occur in the Quran in many places. Everything you do has a result. In the eighth form, he said, وَتَارَةً يَأْتِي بِأَدَاتِ لَمَّا. Sometimes the fact that things have consequences, goals have means, conditions have results. The fact that all of these happen following themselves, ya'ti bi adati lamma, it comes with the particle lamma, adalatu ala al-jaza, that points to one thing being the result of certain conditions. Kaqawlihi, for example, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, falamma asafuna. Falamma asafu. This lamma, it shows that what we want to read are two things connected together in forms of the condition and the result. He said, falamma asafuna. When asafuna, they made us become angry. What happened after? Intaqamna minhum. So here it mentions both the action and the results. It says وَنَظَائِرُهُ, and things like it, expressions like this, falamma, 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 and then it will mention the shorts and the jaza, what happened, or the cause and the effect, or the condition and the results of what happened. In the ninth form, he said, وَتَارَةً يَأْتِي بِإِنَّ وَمَا عَمِلَتْ فِيهِ. He said, sometimes it happens us, it occurs us, inna, it occurs us, inna. Inna is the particle that makes us understand that something consequent upon the other thing. All these are linguistic expressions in the Quran that makes us understand that actions consequence upon deeds, results. What you get is usually a consequence of what you have done. If you do well, you certainly get the results of doing well. And if you do evil, you certainly get the results of evil deeds. May Allah protect us. He said, كَقَوْلِهِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. This one occurs in Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah said, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. Allah was talking about the Anbiya and the Rusul who came. He mentioned Ayub alayhi salatu wasalam. If you go back to verse 83 in Surah Al-Anbiya, it says, "Wa Ayuba idh nada rabbahu anni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin." Ayub begged Allah, say, Allah, massani ad-dur, harm has touched me, pain has touched me, wa anta arhamur rahimin, and you are the one who is most merciful amongst people who show mercy. Allah says, fastajabna lahu fakashafna ma bihi min dhurrin wa ataynahu ahlahu wa mithlahum ma'ahum rahmatan min 'indina wa dhikra lil 'abidin. Then he mentioned Ismail wa Ismail wa Idris wa dhal kifl kullu min as-sabirin. All of these people were from the people who were very patient. وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا. We made them come under our mercy and compassion. إِنَّهُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. These people were certainly from the righteous. Then he mentioned وَذَنُّونَ. He mentioned ذُنُّونَ. Who was ذُنُّونَ? Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. And so on. Allah said, سبحانه وتعالى ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. We know his story. Allah said, فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم. فاستجبنا له. He called upon us and we gave him the answer. We answered his request. ونجيناه من الغم. We saved him from the grief. We saved him from the worry he was in when he got to Zulumatul Barri, darkness is inside the sea, the darkness of the sea, the darknesses of the wombs of the whale, where he got into. Allah said, we answered him. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. We saved him from that worry and trouble. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah said, wa kadhalika nunjil mu'minin. The same way we would be saving the people of Iman. Then he said, wa Zakariya. Likewise, Zakariya. Ibn Ada Rabbahu. When he called upon his Lord, Rabbi la tadharni farda. In his own case, he had not had a child. And he had become very old. Alayhi salatu wassalam. So he called his Lord, Nada Rabbahu. He invoked his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this. The way to come out of worry is dua. Make dua. Look at Yunus, dua. Look at Ayub, dua. Dua, 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 ikhwa. Fa'alaykum ibadallahi bidua. Invoke Allah. Beg him. Call upon him. Zakariya Nada Rabbahu. He called upon his Lord. He said, Rabbi la tadharni farda. Oh my Lord, la tadharni farda. Don't leave me alone. Don't make me without having a child. Wa anta khairul warisin. And you are the one, when everything goes away, everything returns to you. Because at the end of it all, the entirety of the world and what they contain belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, Fastajabina lahu. We answered the dua of Zakariya. Wa wahabina lahu Yahya. We gave him Yahya as a gift. Wa aslahna lahu zawja. We made his wife. We purified his wife. Some of the scholars said, aslahna lahu zawja. We purified his wife. We made her a woman who can now have a child. So we gave her Yahya. We gave Zakariya Yahya from his wife. After we made her, she had been old. She had become a woman who cannot give birth to children because of old age. Lakin aslahnaha. We made her become a woman who can now give birth to children. And then from her, we gave Zakariya, we gave him Yahya. You can see Allah gave Yahya Zakariya. He gave him Yahya. Alayhim as-salatu was-salam. He said, Fastajabna lahu wa wahabina lahu Yahya. We gave Yahya to Zakariya as a gift. Wa aslahna lahu zawja. And we purified and rectified whatever was the matter with his wife. Innahum, all these prophets we had been mentioning. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Ismail alayhi salam. Idris, Dhulkifl, Dhulnun, Zakariya, Yahya, all these people. Innahum, kanu yusari'una fil khairat. Yusari'un. They hastily, quickly, they were always upon khairat. They were always upon goodness. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرْهَبًا يَدْعُونَنَا. And they were always supplicating to us, invoking us, begging us, seeking need from us, asking from us, رَغَبًا, being hopeful and anticipating that we will answer. Warahaban, and out of fearful consciousness, keeping in mind the mightiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, Wakanu lana khashi. These people, they were fearful, they were consciously fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point here is that innahum, this harf, this particle, innahum kanu. يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. Allah mentions it as the reason why فَاسْتَجَبِنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى. We gave Yahya, we gave him to Zakariya. We answered his dua. Why? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ. Before that, they were people of goodness. So from the means by which you get goodness, is by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being kind to people. Because here Allah mentions goodness. Innahum kanu yusari'una. Even before we give them Zakariya, before we give them Yahya, before all those other messengers, they were always upon righteousness and goodness. The point here is deeds come together with the results. They are both together. They come hand in hand. They are both preordained. If you do this, you get this. If you do this, you get this. The second example he gave, rahimahullah, he says, وَقَالُهُ فِي ضِدِّ هَؤُلَى. Something different in the opposite direction to what he mentioned regarding all those messengers that we had read was what he told us in the 77th verse of the same surah when he told us about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Said wa Nuhan ibnada min qabl. He mentioned some of the prophets and he said to us that before all those prophets, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam also begged Allah. فَاسْتَجَبِنَا لَهُ. And we answered the dua of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. We saved Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and those who believed together with him. We saved them مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ, from that serious destruction, that heavy, mighty destruction. We remember the water with which Allah destroyed those who rejected Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, وَنَصَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. نَصَرْنَاهُ, we granted Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam victory. We granted him help. مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, away from those people. أَلَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, who called our signs, who called our messages, who called our laws and our legislations. They called them lies and they rejected them. Allah said, innahum kanu qawma saw'in faghraqnahum ajma'in. These people kanu qawma saw'in. Those people who rejected the message of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. The point here is that this innahum kanu, this inna indicates that the reason why they were destroyed, faghraqnahum ajma'in, was that kanu qawma saw'in, they were a people given to evil behavior and evil practice. This is the kind of showing that actions necessarily have repercussions. Number 9th example. Number 10th example, he says, wa taratan ya'ti bi adati lawla adalati ala irtibati ma qablaha bima ba'daha. Sometimes it occurs with the particle laula, if not for. If not for laula, this laula, there is the type that shows the connection. Alartibati ma qablaha. It shows the connection between the sentence that was coming or the expression that was coming before it, bima ba'daha, with what happened after laula was mentioned. Kakolihi, for example, the statement of Allah in the Quran, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. That's in Surah As-Saffat, also regarding Yunus, when Allah said, لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ, if not that Yunus was from those who مُسَبِّحِينَ, who were from the مُسَبِّحُونَ, given to mentioning and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If not for that, la labitha. So what made him become saved from being in the dibatni al-hut ila yawm yubathun? What was it that made it that, oh, if not for what he did, he would have been there till the day of Qiyamah. So you see, what he did cost him to be released. His action cost him to get what? Released. So actions have consequences. What was his action? Kana min al-mustabihin. What did he get? If not for that, la labitha fi batni, he would have remained. So what he gets for being min al-mustabihin was that Allah brought him out from the belly of the fish. He said in the 11th example he gave, and that is the last one. He said, وَتَارَةً يَأْتِي بِلَوْ. Sometimes that expression where Allah tells us one thing consequenting upon the other, it comes to the particle of law, the kind of law that أَدَّالَتِ عَلَى الشَّرْطِ, that shows that what it is talking about is a condition that has a result consequenting upon it. كَقَوْلِهِ. For example, what Allah said when he said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَذُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَذُونَ بِهِ. If the people had obeyed and carried out مَا يُعَذُونَ بِهِ, the exhortations that they had been given, if they had followed the admonitions that we had given to them, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, it would have been better for them. So here, law shows that if they had done that, if they had carried out annahum fa'alu, if they had done what they were told in their admonitions, lakana khaira, it should have been better for them. So actions always consequent upon results. Ikhwa, whatever action you want to take, whatever statement you want to say, whatever thing you want to do, just know it is not going just for free. There are things that are connected to them. If your actions and your statements are good, bi-iznillah, you'll be rewarded with good. If your actions and your statements are bad, you get what you have. Actions are always consequent. You have results for it. The reason why he's telling us is to give us a guarantee that if you are in a problem, if you are in a trouble, act goodness, act righteousness. When you act goodness, when you act righteousness, when you show kindness, when you show ease, when you help people, when you extend kindness, depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you get? You get the like of what you have done. And that's why these days you continue to see people talking about people in depression participating in community service. People who are worried, they say they should come and do volunteer. Because when you help people, you get help from Allah. When you support people, you get support. So if you're in a trouble, if you're in a crisis, if you're in a problem, help people, Allah will solve your problems. Help people, Allah will solve your problems. Provide their needs, Allah will provide your needs. This is the basic lesson that Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim seeks to make us understand. Things like this occur in the Quran. Yazidu ala alfi mawdi'in, in more than 1,000 places in the Quran. More than 1,000. When you do this, you get this. The two of them are preordained together. So once you just step on this, you get this. Once you step on this, you get that. Many times people want results and they do not follow the means that will lead to that end that they want. One of the scholars, Al-Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah, he was used to saying these poets, this poetic stanza. He says, tarju an-najat wa lam tasluk masalikaha. Tarju an-najat wa lam tasluk masalikaha. Inna as-safinata la tajri ala al-yabas. Tarju an-najat wa lam tasluk masalikaha. You want goodness. You want help. You want righteousness. Wa lam tasluk masalikaha. And you have not followed the path, the means that leads to righteousness. Is that possible? Tarju an-najat. You want to pass in an exam. Tarju an-najat. You want to be successful in this dunya. Tarju an-najat. You want to be successful on the day of Qiyamah and saved from the fire. Walam tasluk masalikaha. And you have not followed the means that lead to that. The two of them are connected. That's your result that you want. And the means that lead to it are from the qadar of Allah. Allah has preordained it. Anyone who does this, get this. Anyone who does this, get this. In that stanza, it ended. It said, Inna safinata la tajri ala al-yabas. A ship does not sail on the sand. Does a ship sail on the sand? That is not its path. If you want the sail to shape, where to the sail, the ship to sail, where do you take it to? You take it to the river or the ocean. That is the qadar for a ship. Those who made the ship, that is what they made it for. It was made to sail on the sea. If you want something on the land, you ride a car. As far as the sea is concerned, it is for a ship. And as far as the ship is concerned, it is for the land. So if you want success, tarju an-najat tasluk masalikaha. If you want success, you follow the means for that success. So if you are in trouble, beg Allah, you come out of your trouble. Be kind to others, you come out of your trouble. And if you insist that it is upon evil that you want to continue, don't forget that one too has its own repercussions. I think it would be a nice place to stop being Allah today. May Allah protect us and make us people who ever seek kindness for others, direct kindness towards others. We beg Allah to resolve our worries, grant us ease in our lives, and make things good for us and better. in the grave and on the day of Qiyam. We can take one question about Abdul Rahman because the time is already far spent. Ameen, ameen, wa iyyakum.
The question here is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hafizakumullah.
Ameen, wa iyyakum. There's a question here about Abdul Rahman, and I think it's very, very, very good, and we can come upon it. He said, if actions attract consequences and results, when and how does Tawbah comes in? Tawbah comes with righteousness. Once you make Tawbah, its own Qadar is that Allah shows mercy upon you. We are coming to that. If you do Tawbah, it has a result. The result of Tawbah is what? The kindness that Allah returns to you. Allah accepts your Tawbah. Allah is at Tawwab. He accepts the Tawbah. Yakbalu Tawbah and Ibadati. Wa ya'fu an kaseer. If you make Tawbah, Allah accepts you. That's where Tawbah comes in. The Qadar, Tawbah is a means to obtaining Allah's Rahmah. Not making Tawbah is to remain upon what you are upon. So you get your consequence. You see now, the Tawbah itself is a means by which you obtain Allah's pardon. If you, a person had been upon evil, he had been upon evil, he wants to now obtain pardon from Allah, then he steps upon Tawbah. So Tawbah is a means. What does it lead to? Gaining Allah's pardon. When you make Tawbah, is a deed. Is a full institution of deeds, Tawbah. When you do it, what do you gain after it? You gain Tawbah from Allah. You gain pardon from Allah subhanahu. So if you want Allah to pardon you, you make Tawbah. Those who don't make Tawbah and continue upon sins, no problem. They wait for the consequences. I hope that is clear. So Tawbah is from the deeds of righteousness that brings no other than righteousness and goodness from Allah. I hope that is clear, inshallah. Ameen, wa antum fa jazakumullahu khairan. Can we call it a day because the time is already fast spent?
نعم يا شيخنا صلى الله عليه
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته